This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
So Johnny, my name is Kelly. I'm a single mom with two wonderful kids. Jacob, who's 15, and Kennison, who's 5. It's been a rough year. So what happens is she finds out this year she had uterine cancer. And for anybody who knows what, you know, it's a serious situation. So you have surgery to remove the affected area. The good news was she didn't have to go through chemo, but she did have to, you know, get good margins, they call it. So lots of doctor's appointments, follow-up appointments to make sure the cancer was removed and all is still well. So that's the good side. But because of that massive surgery, she was off for, it was supposed to be more than a month, but in 3 weeks she went back to work because there was no money coming in. So she says, because of my surgery, the missed time at work has caused me to get behind. I went back to work in 3 weeks because I knew the missed time would put us too far behind. I'm behind on so much, my electric bill, my car payment, Christmas for my kids, December rent is coming due. I still have a regular checkup, and I'm so glad it's been good news. But all of that put us in a place I never thought I'd be. It's hard to ask for help, but I thank you for taking time to read this. Merry Christmas, Kelly. I mean, this is it. This is what we all grew up like, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about this. When's the last time any of us were broke? Really, like, truly broke? Like, I've been broke. But it's been a bunch of years, you know, because I'm lucky enough to have this job and not be interrupted, not get sick, not be out of work. I mean, when's the last time you looked and you went, I have no more money to buy food. None. I don't have anything. My pockets are empty. The bank is empty. The credit cards are maxed. There's nothing more.
No other resource.
That's a terrible feeling, man. So really, all she asked for when Jake spoke with her was help with the kids for Christmas, but I think we can do better. And is she at work right now, Jake? Okay, she's at work. We got to be brief. I don't want to embarrass her, Jake.
Hello?
Kelly, this is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. I know you're at work. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, I'm sorry about the surgery, but I'm so happy that you didn't have to go through chemo. And uterine cancer is, in fact, Greg and I both, we lost a friend to that. And it's a big surgery. I know you had that time off work, but I'm so happy that so far, so good. Everything has come up great. I know you missed some time off work, and now you've gotten behind. You're just trying to get caught up on it. What's the situation?
It's been very hard, and it took a lot for me to write that letter, because I'm not the type to ask for help. I've always even not let my kids see me struggle, because you know when they're looking at you for strength and guidance, and you know I'm the only person in their life, so it becomes really really hard to smile some days, especially when you.
Well,
take off work for, you know, and you find out that you have cancer and, you know, it's not something that you want to hear.
That word in itself, as we all get older and you hear that word, cancer, and it's terrifying. It's terrifying for me because yeah. I've seen my mom go through it twice. It's terrifying because you're afraid that, you know, God forbid, you know, someone in the room here gets it. When they told you that, what do you think? I mean, because you're the only one in the kids' lives. Dad's not in the picture. You're the only thing they have. I can't imagine being in a more terrified place, not knowing what the future would hold.
Yeah, it's very scary. A lot of, you know, I don't know. Well, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to her. You know, you don't know if things are going to get worse or if you have to have more treatments or if maybe they, you know, they can't do anything about it. And, you know, it's very scary.
Well, listen, this is a fixable situation. And I know that it's tough. We're up against Christmas and you're behind. You haven't paid your rent for December yet?
And no, I paid November because, I mean, I was off for 3.5 weeks, and when you take a single mom's income and you take 3 weeks away, it makes this domino effect, and it's really, gotcha. It's been really, really rough. There's been times where I had to decide if I was going to pay a bill or feed my kids, and of course my kids come first, so...
Well,
it's been really hard.
I know you're behind on your electric bill a couple hundred dollars. Your car payment is $411, and your rent is $880.
Yes.
So, what about Christmas for the kids? It says you haven't begun that yet, and you have a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, the Christmas is really hard, and you know it was really, really tough for me. My 15-year-old son, he understands. He's got more of an understanding, but my 5-year-old, she doesn't understand it. She's not old enough to comprehend it yet, but my 15-year-old comes to me and he's like, I don't want her to wake up on Christmas morning and think that Santa Claus thought she was bad because there won't be any presents under the tree. And it was really hard to stay strong and let him know that, you know, everything's going to be okay. But, you know, he's like, whatever money you have, don't buy me anything. Just make sure Kinnison has something.
Yeah. A little kid, a 15-year-old, even though he's incredibly adult for saying that, that just sucks. They got to get to that place so early.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. How much does that suck to be a 15-year-old? And I don't care how tough you are. You could have lost your mom and you know it. And then you feel like you already have that realization at such a young age of how another kid's going to feel and that you've got to do something about it. We can make this work. What do we need? $1,100, $1,200, $1,300. If we took care of the electric, the car, which she didn't ask for, she said she could use for help for the for rent. But we're definitely taking care of the Christmas for the kids. But let's just that's $1,000. That's $1,400 will take care of her behind bills.
Okay.
And then it's two kids, and one's a 5-year-old. How much could it take? I mean, a couple $100. Just a little kid.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Johnny. This is Kendall Pierce with the Kansas City South Rotary Club, and we want to donate $200.
Nice.
Yeah, we want to make sure, you know, we know with our organization, we know that, you know, people get down, but they don't get out. So we want to help get her back on her feet and get her going again, man.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole point of this.
Exactly.
You know, it's just help somebody get back on their feet. That's it. It's oh, man, because here's the other side. What if nobody helps you at that point? What happens then? You get, you know, thrown out of your house. Or your electricity gets turned off. Or your kids have that memory of waking up on Christmas morning and there being nothing. And whether or not we want to deal with that truth, that happens all over the Kansas City that morning.
Amen. God bless you, Johnny Dare.
You, and thank those guys. Always like the you Rotarians. I'm suspicious of you, but I like you.
Will do, buddy.
All right, brother. Drop it at U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays. Hope for the holidays you can bring here at 7000 Squibb in Mission, Kansas. Just make sure you tell the lady at the desk it is for that. Your name is Smile? No, this is Q.
Hey, John, hey, nobody knows like finding a little bit of cancer more than I do, man. My brother-in-law and I have $200 for him.
Excellent. Hey, I didn't get a call from you, by the way. You just went to another cancer checkup, didn't you?
Yeah, all clear, man. I got the clear. I'm good for another 6 months.
Look at you.
Yep.
Hey, man, you're a good human. I'm not going to tell you that a lot, but it's only because you have a fine wife and great kid. But you know, by yeah, proximity. Yeah.
There's always one bad apple in the bunch.
Yeah, but you're like a weird cancer-covered apple.
I don't even want to think about what that looks like.
I love you, man. Dude, thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you, man.
apparently this is going to be that day where all the friends show up. That's Big E. What up, E?
Hey, what's happening, man? How are you?
Good. Good. What can I do for you?
I heard this lady's story, and I'm fantastic. I'd love to be able to pitch in 100 if that's okay.
You know what? I'm not going to tell everybody what I've seen you do in life.
nobody needs to know.
I love you, man. Dude, we'll catch up tonight.
Too,
thank you, man. So where are we at now?
You're at $500 now.
All right, Dennis, go fast. Dennis, what can I do for you?
Hey, Johnny, I want to donate $100, man.
Awesome. Man, can you drop that off at any U.S. bank account as hope for the holidays? We'll get this thing knocked out for him.
Absolutely, man.
Good man. Excellent. Stay right there. Now, this is Smile. Smile, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself, brother?
I'm all right today, man. Why is your name Smile? Is that your real name?
It is my real name when it comes to stuff like this. You betcha, brother.
What's going on?
Just got to make everybody smile once in a while.
Right.
So, yeah, just like to kick in $300 and get a smile on some kids' faces and relieve a little pressure. I've been through the cancer thing and understand it.
Oh, dude, listen, I can't imagine being a little kid and waking up and they're not being, you know, because, look, Santa Claus is so very real, especially at age 5. And I can tell you the best birthday or best Christmas I ever had. I have so few memories of my childhood, actually. But I remember coming out of the room, looking down the hallway. There was that glow, and they had, when we went to bed, of course, Santa had delivered stuff. And there was a red Huffy bike with those honeycomb wheels. And I remember it was so cold outside, and I rode that thing until they made me come in.
You bet, man. Frostbitten hands and all.
Yeah.
I had a monkey. So
that's it.
I'm with you.
All right. Listen, you're a good man, Smile. Drop it off at the bank. Where are we?
At 900.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
What's going on?
Oh, just wanted to donate today. I got $500 to donate to her. Sound like a good cause.
Why? I mean, $500 is a lot, man.
Yeah, been a good year for me, and just got a big family of 4 kids, and just want to help donate to help somebody else out.
You have 4 kids, and you got an extra $500 at Christmas?
Well, we do what we need to do. We try to take care of everybody we can.
What's it going to be like at your house at Christmas? On Christmas morning, what's it going to be like?
They'll be busy. Granted, the kids are getting a little bit older, but we're trying to spend money this year and not be so wasteful. And so we figure this would be a good way not to be wasteful is give somebody that could really need it this year, too.
There's so many good people in this world. You're a good person, Sean. Drop that at U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's now 14.
1,400.
Now that's takes care of that. Now her bills are square. Now she's flat again.
Right.
All right. So now the kids, it's 2 kids. What do you say? 400?
Yeah.
You're on the air. Good morning. Who's this? Oh, can you turn your radio down? Did I lose him? Hello?
I'm here.
All right, there you go. What can I do for you? Christy?
Yes.
Yep. What's going on, honey?
I wanted to donate $200. I don't.
How old are you?
39.
39? And what makes you call?
I lost my mom to cancer a little bit over a month ago, and I moved back with a car full of what I could bring with me and my 2 kids. I came with nothing to be with her because her chemo wasn't working, and I've been struggling, so I know what it's like. I'm still struggling, but I want to be able to help because I know what it's like.
Well, don't put yourself, though, in jeopardy.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I got a little bit of a bonus to help catch me up, and, you know, I just know what it's like, so I want to be able to help. It's honestly, I really want to help her.
You're beautiful. All right. Go to U.S. Bank and drop that off. Thank you. Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
That's number 2. Collier's mom, Jen.
Hey, how are you?
You remember Collier, who got up and played guitar with the Foo Fighters, and Jen, his mom, who's a wonderful, sweet lady. What's going on?
We've got $200 from Collier Cash Money. You guys were really great to help us out with Beau, and we are happy to give back single mom to single mom. I am happy to help her out.
What a good example you set for that kid. And what a nice young guy he is. Like, I really like him. Like, I'm looking forward to Collier getting older, so I want to know him. You know what I mean? Like, you can see he's going to be fine. Like, it's going to work out for him.
Well, I appreciate that. He thinks the world of you as well.
Yeah. You're a good girl. All right, you stay right there. I'm going to put you on with Jake. Hold on a second. So, That takes care of that, doesn't it?
Yes, but that's $1,800.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know what you could hear through the phone line. I know there was a lot going on, but bring us your electric bill, and we'll pay that directly. Bring us your car payment. We'll take care of that for the month. Also, tell us who your landlord is and give us his information, and we'll get you caught up on your December rent.
Okay.
And then also, we have a couple gift cards for you to go shopping for the kids and get them some Christmas.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. That, like, it takes a weight off my shoulders.
Well, it's tough, man, and I know you're at work right now, and I don't want you to be embarrassed. I don't want people to know what your personal business is in that way. But we're going to get you taken care of. If we do, are you going to be straight? Will you be able to, you know, continue on?
Yes, this will definitely be able to let me see the light at the end of the tunnel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.